The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right, welcome to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. It's been a week off, man. I didn't know what to do last Monday afternoon. Actually, I did know. I was on a jet ski, and I can't lie to you. But, you know, getting back into the swing of things this week, and we had some summer tournaments going on. Jamboree over at Central High School. Mesa Community College was holding a summer tournament. Lots of things happening in high school sports in the state, but one of the things that's nationally being looked at right now and is happening across the nation is the recognition of the passing of a legend, Coach John Wooden, legendary coach from UCLA out of California. And we're going to take some time today, and we're going to take a look at that and talk about how Coach Wooden has impacted the game, what he has done in his career that kind of shifted the way basketball was looked at from a coach's perspective. And I'm going to share some personal stories that I have having met Coach Wooden and being able to have worked for him for a bit of time, and talk a little bit about some of the players that came out of the system that he put together at UCLA. It's a sad story, but then again, it's not. I mean, this year he passed at 99 years old. On Friday at 8 o'clock, I received a text message that Coach Wooden had passed while I was sitting on the bench coaching a Basha High School game at the Central Jamboree. And it was interesting because I was sitting across from Coach Tony Fuller at Brophy High School, and I know that he has personal experiences also with Coach Wooden. So at the end of the game, I kind of said, "Hey, I just got a text." He says, "I didn't get that yet, but I'm sure I will." And I'm thinking about going over to California when I hear about the arrangements. Coach Wooden passed on Friday at 8 o'clock. He was 99 years old. His birthday was October 14th, so he was coming up on his 100th year. And man, it's just amazing to see the legacy that he leaves behind. If you've been watching ESPN or any of the other sports channels, Fox Sports, reading anything sports related, it's all about Coach Wooden and talking about his impact on the game and people that played for him and coaches that studied under him and studied his teachings. We'll even take a look at the Pyramid of Success. Talk about the Pyramid of Success and how it's appropriate even today. And if student athletes dive into that Pyramid of Success, I heard stories about a fifth grade class studying the Pyramid of Success this last year. So Coach Wooden's reach is far beyond the basketball game. So we're going to take quite a bit of time to take a look at that. But I want to get into some of the basketball things that were going on. Then we'll go to Coach Wooden and wrap up the hour with that. What's happening in basketball? We've got some tournaments that were going on this last week. We had the Mesa Community College hosts a tournament, and St. Mary's and Horizon had some pretty good games going on. This is a tough time of year because in this time of the year, you have athletes that are playing with their club teams and also playing with their high school teams. So sometimes you have them there and sometimes you don't. And one of the dynamics that I'm starting to notice is that you have kids that don't get to play much. That because the kids that are the stars on the team are playing all the minutes, and then when those kids leave and go to their club teams to play with their club ball teams, these kids who get all of a sudden all this playing time don't know what to do with it, and get kind of lost and start to question, you know, hey, well, how come that guy gets to just come and go as he pleases, and I got to stay here, and I may get playing time this week, and I may not get it next week. And you know what? Here's the thing that you need to look at summer basketball as, especially if you're a non-starter or not the go-to guy on a team. When that guy leaves, it's your opportunity to prove that you belong on the court. To show the coach that, hey, you know what? I'm just as good as anybody else, and if I may not be the number one guy on this team, but I can sure put points on the board. I can sure stop somebody. I can for sure get some rebounds and contribute to our team's success. So it's your time to grow. And parents, that's what that time should be used for. I've watched some games this last weekend, and you see kids that are not the first two options on their team play, and some of them get a little out of control because they don't know how to try and fit in. You know, I'm not going to mention names, but I watched a kid this weekend as a freshman who stepped on the court at the varsity level, and his first varsity game, he didn't try and do too much. He just kind of sat back. When he got a rebound, he finished the rebound. Got an offensive rebound, took it back up, pump fake, went up, put it in, scored. Good. Next trip down the court, he played defense, got a defensive rebound, kicked it out to a guard, just kind of filled a role. But at the end of the game, he had 8 points. So as the coaches were walking off the court, I heard them talking about the kid saying, wow, that kid just showed up out of nowhere and did some of the dirty things that we needed to get done. That's a kid that we can use. Now, see, that's how you start getting noticed by coaches. He didn't do a whole bunch of fancy dribbling. He didn't do any around-the-back slashes to the basket and finger rolls at the rim. He just did the dirty work. And I paid attention to the next couple games and noticed that kid started getting more and more and more minutes and just continued to do the same thing because he was consistent with what he was doing. See, that's how summer basketball should be treated. As a player, that's how you should show up with summer basketball. If you're not the one or two option, you now want to work yourself into a position where you're rotating in and getting some PT. Playing time, for those of you who don't know. So as I'm watching this weekend, I'm seeing some kids who are working diligently, doing the things they need to do. And I saw some kids who are putting themselves further and further and further at the end of their bench, jacking up shots out of control, falling away, jump shots from the three-point line. Why do you have to fall away to shoot a three-pointer from 19 feet? You know, understanding when to shoot the basketball is another thing that's going to kill some kids out there as I'm watching. I'm watching kids that are standing there wide open, and they take the three-point shot, and the defense is sagging off of them because they know you can't shoot. Hello, there's a difference between catching the ball in the shooting position being open and just shooting it because nobody's wanting to challenge you. Well, if nobody's challenging, there's a reason behind that. So start to understand your role on your teams and start to live into that space. And the more you live into that space, the more you try and show a coach what you're capable of doing. I'm not talking about scoring 20 points. Do it like this freshman did. This freshman ended up with 8 points. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 8 points, 5 rebounounds, playing 3, 4, 5 minutes. The next game, he got more minutes. The next game, he got more minutes. And I just watched the team, and I just laughed because you could see the kid working up in the lineup, up, moving up the bench. He went from being the last guy on the bench, moving up and up and up and up and up to where he was like 6th or 7th guy in the rotation. He was the first one or two guys coming off the bench. It was funny. Towards the end of the weekend, I just laughed. I just said, hey, there it is, right there. Perfect example of how to get into your coach's good graces and how to get your playing time that you want and how to use these moments that you get. Because you know what? When you get a kid like when you get a kid like Colin Woods, he's going to play with his travel team. Why? Because there are college coaches who are making sure that he's showing up to certain key events so that they can take a look at him against some of the top talent in the nation. So you let that, as a coach, you say, go, kid, I want you to go. I want you to go there, show your talents, get your scholarship. So that kid leaves. Now somebody else has got to step up in the ranks, which means the second number two guy has got to step up and become the number one guy. Then the number five guy needs to step in and become the number, you know, four or three guy. This is a time for you to move yourself up in the rotation. And if you don't take it as such, then you're going to end up wasting your time. You're going to end up just kind of, you know, sitting on the bench wondering how come you're not playing. That's not good. That's not good at all. So use this time. Use this time wisely. Work to get yourself in a position where you can successfully move yourself up into the coach's rotation. So at the Mesa Community College tournament, we had some good games. Actually St. Mary's and Horizon. St. Mary's beat Horizon 49-45. Now you know there's some players missing here and there, but you know what? Overall, the games were very competitive. You had Dobson over Desert Ridge, 66-39. You had Desert Mountain, 50. The Seton Catholics, 38. Seton Catholic lost a lot of players this last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Penner does out there bringing that group around. And don't get me wrong, because I'm going to tell you something. Ernie Penter knows what he's doing, and he's going to reload that Seton Catholic program out there, and it's not going to be down for very long. But right now, he's trying to train up some young kids to fill in so that they can compete during the season, and that's really what it's all about. Buena came up and from Tucson and had a very successful tournament. They actually played against Scottsdale Christian Academy and won 65-33. This tournament was held at a couple different schools, Dobson High School and Mesa Community College. So we've had scores and stuff coming in from all over the place. I'm going to sort through all that stuff. And, you know, some of the scores aren't that important, but I can tell you there were some impressive showings over at Central High School. I was very impressed with the way that St. Mary's and Brophy fought it out in their game. I don't remember who won the game, to be honest with you. I think it was I think Brophy ended up winning, but I can't be sure. But I know that that was a very tough-fought game, and there were some kids that played very hard and very tough in that game, shooting the ball well from the three-point line. Of course, St. Mary's playing above the rim. So it's some good basketball going on right now, and I know Central has the same tournament going on next weekend with different teams. Might get a chance to get out there and take a look at that. This is the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more basketball, maybe talk a little football, and then talk about Coach Wooden. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back. Peace. It's in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happening here. Yeah, yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well.
Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for The American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America the Business Channel.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And, you know, right now, I just want to give a couple shout-outs to a couple people. First off, I want to say congratulations, because I don't think I've done this on air yet, but I want to congratulate Coach Dave Williams for getting the head job over at Desert Vista High School. Those of you who don't know, he was hired a couple weeks back and is going to put together his program and start up. Yeah, I know I gave a shout-out to the head coach at Highland. I had him on the show. They're putting their program together this summer and getting some things going. AJ, Apache Junction, just hired their new head basketball coach, and their head basketball coach is was a former assistant coach over at Gilbert High School and Desert Ridge. As a matter of fact, last year he helped out over at Desert Ridge as an assistant coach. So I want to congratulate Coach Justin Hastings over at Apache Junction. Now, the Apache Junction program's been down for the last 4 or 5 years, I think with a total of like 3 or 4 wins a year. So it's been pretty tough. And I know that he's going to go and bring in some new energy. It always happens when a new coach comes in. There's new energy. There's new. There's like a revival to the program. And kids come out that didn't necessarily go out before. And so hopefully that helps and picks up that that prospector program out there in AJ. So good luck to Coach Hastings out there. Couple other quick things. Like I was telling you, Central Jamboree next weekend. The best in summer basketball invitational is coming up in July. It's going to be the first week of July. I think it's the first through the third. And that tournament is going to be set at Skyline High School in Mesa, so you guys can get out there. There's going to be some good teams out there. Skyline is located off of South Crimson Road. Games are going to run pretty much from 2:30 on, so you can see games going on July 1st. They're going to start 2:30, 3 o'clock on July 2nd, and then noon July 3rd, and those games just constantly, I mean, those are some very good games. You pay $3 to get in on Thursday, $5 Friday, and $5 Saturday. You're going to get in some really good games you'll get to see. Some of the teams in the tournament there are Chandler, Chavez, Corona, Gilbert Christian, Sunny Slope, and Westwood. Got a chance to see Westwood this weekend. Small team, very deceptive team, but they work hard and never give up. So that's a pretty decent team out there. Boulder Creek, Highland, Kingman, McClintock, Coach Jace Coburn, and I saw his group this weekend. Still got a good squad. Mountain Point, Red Mountain, Brophy Prep. You know, Brophy is got to be one of the favorites next year. In some of the stuff that I was watching this weekend, I noticed how well that team plays together. There's a lot of chemistry there. They've got kids that can shoot the ball. They've got kids that can play down low. They've got some very good mid-range jump shooters. So Coach Fuller's done a nice job of developing that group, and they've definitely got to go into the season as one of the favorites next year. Buena, Horizon High School, Marcos Deniza, Mountain View, and Westwind Prep. Maybe we can get Mark Beasley on the show to talk to us about the Best in Basketball Summer Invitational coming up before that happens. So that's another thing that's coming up. Now, there's some football things going on that I know there's some passing leagues going on. I've called a couple coaches to try and get them to give me some input as to what's happening out in the football field. Haven't had an opportunity to get out there yet. I'm definitely going to take a look so I can get you guys some info on what's happening. I know there's a lot of big-time recruiting going on. I saw that the kid over at Higley is actually going to be taking a visit to Arkansas, I believe it was. So that ought to be a great trip for him. I know that Berkeley is looking at Rickert and Kelvin Fisher is who I'm talking about over at Higley. So there's some good recruiting going on here in the state. Now, I know you've heard all the rumors about Texas and Texas Tech and Texas A&M and a couple of the schools from Texas moving into the Pac-10. Well, that's going to shift the landscape of recruiting for ASU and U of A because, in my opinion, you're gonna have to change the way you recruit because those are bigger schools now coming into the Pac-10. Now, will that help ASU and U of A to land some of the better talent to play against those schools? Possibly, but it will also hurt because now you've got Texas Tech, Texas A&M, and a couple of those other schools that are going to start recruiting some of these kids to make sure that ASU and U of A don't get them. So it's going to be interesting to see how the landscape of recruiting changes in the state of Arizona coming up here when we're looking at football in the state of Arizona, because we've got some very good, solid football players that right now are being looked at. As a matter of fact, one of our future shows, we're going to have two or three athletes in that have parents that have played in the NFL and are now stars at the high school level in their own right, and we're going to talk to them about, you know, the pressures of what it's like to have a dad who played in the NFL. How are you handling your recruiting? How are colleges looking at you? You know, what's your experience at this point compared to what your dads have been telling you? So that'll be an interesting show coming up. We're going to have, I think, three or four kids coming in that will give us their insight there. Now, you know, I want to talk about Coach John Wooden. On Friday, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I received a text at 8:04 that Coach Wooden passed away. And, you know, he was born October 14th, that was his birthday, in 1910. You know, he's seen a lot of things change in 99 years of living. And one of the things I have to say is that you know, you look at what Coach Wooden was able to accomplish in his career. He had 12 Final Four appearances. He had 21 Final Four wins. He had 10 NCAA titles, seven straight titles between the years of 1967 and 1973. He had 38 games. He had a 38-game tournament win streak for the NCAA tournament from 1964 to 1974. He won 38 straight tournament games. That's unheard of today. 88 straight wins from 1971 to 1974. And, you know, the one thing, those are all things that have been well noted. Everybody has heard those things when you hear about Coach John Wooden. One of the things that shocks me and that I look at, he was at UCLA for 17 years before he won his first national championship. Now, that's a long time to be at one school and not win a national championship. But he never had any unsuccessful seasons. One of the things that, you know, I had the privilege and honor to work for Coach Wooden for 4 years during the summers at every one of his camps. I used to go to Cal Lutheran University, and I'd just stay there and work his camps for 3-4 weeks. And then I'd work Coach Pat Riley's camps. And in working for Coach Wooden, I was in awe of the man, so I wanted to spend time with him. And, you know, typically somebody of his stature doesn't have to spend time with anyone. But Coach Wooden always had a minute if you wanted to spend time talking with you. He was always available to you, which was one of the things that, I mean, he didn't have to spend time talking to me. He didn't have to spend time answering my questions. But, you know, I was 20, 21, 22, 23 years old, and he spent that time every summer talking with me. And I would ask him questions, and he answered the questions. And, you know, one of my fondest memories of Coach Wooden is at 77 years old, I remember if any of you ever went to John Wooden's camps in California, you remember the Cal Lutheran setup had a stage at one end of the court, and Coach Wooden would sit in a chair and he would observe after. So Coach Wooden would first stand up and he would explain to you what you were going to do as a camp. And all the coaches were listening and all the players were listening, and he would talk about the drill he was going to take you through. And he would stand up there and he would demonstrate how to get into a triple threat position. Now, this is at 77 years old. He's got a ball and he's getting into triple threat position. And he's talking about how important it was to have your feet shoulders width apart, have your shooting foot slightly forward, how to bend at the knees and be ready to explode into a jump shot, or how to be able to make a snap pass. You know, he would talk about those things. And then he would say, okay, now go to your stations. And everybody would go to the six baskets. And, you'd work on the exercise with the coaches at the basket. Now, if things weren't being done the way he wanted them done, he would call over one of the coaches and he would correct it. And he'd say, good, now go back to your basket and correct it. Or he'd blow the whistle and he'd pull everybody back together and he'd talk about exactly what he wanted to have done and how we were not doing it the exact way he wanted it done. And there was a reason for that, and you need to do exactly what I ask you to do. And he'd dismiss us back to the baskets to keep doing it. Now, this is at 77 years old. And just because the camp had his name on it, he wasn't one of those guys who collected the check for having his name on it and showed up and shook hands and waved and said hello. He was there to coach. And this is at 77. He was an amazing man, just absolutely amazing man. And during lunch, he would take off for lunch and spend some alone time, but he'd always come back early. And if he came back early, he'd be sitting in the back end of the gym, and you could go over and you could sit down and you could talk to him. And he was just a gentleman. He was soft spoken. He was just amazing. I mean, I see that we're getting ready to come up on a break. We've got a minute to go to the next break, but I mean, I could just go on and talk about how incredible he was. And when we come back, I'll share with you some of the things that he shared with me that changed my coaching philosophy and some of the things I choose to do now as a result of having met Coach Wooden. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to take a break.
They got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Right now, we're just talking about Coach John Wooden, who unfortunately passed at 99 years old this past Friday. So it's been a weekend of tributes to Coach Wooden and his accomplishments at UCLA. And, you know, in looking at some of the people that have played for him and how they've impacted the game, you've got guys like Jamal Wilkes, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, Greg Lee, a guard from UCLA, Mike Warren, who's now an actor, director, that also played basketball at UCLA, Keith Erickson, Gail Goodrich, Walt Hazard, Marcus Johnson. The list just goes on and on and on. He's had some phenomenal players that have played for him in the past. Coaches, you know, it's interesting because when you look at coaching and you look at the coach's family tree, Coach Wooden's family tree is like a spider web. It just kind of goes all over the place. He has influenced and impacted probably hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of coaches, if not more. You know, some of the notable coaches that have been impacted by him directly at UCLA, because Coach Wooden, even after he retired, was known as the Wizard of Westwood, and was always he and his wife had a seat. Their seats were right there, reserved every game, and Coach Wooden was always there and was always a part of the UCLA program and available to the new coaches on campus at UCLA. You know, coaches like Gary Cunningham, Coach Jim Herrick, Coach Ben Hallen, Denny Crum, and Larry Brown were coaches that followed Coach Wooden at UCLA in their tenures, whether they be long or short. He spent time with them, encouraging them and giving them direction in one way or another. Just absolutely a sad day for basketball. We have lost the first gentleman of basketball. One of the things he leaves us, though, is his pyramid of success. And Coach Wooden's pyramid of success, he says, success is a peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing that you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. You know, the one thing that I did get from Coach Wooden, and I got a lot from the man, but the one thing that I did get from him was that success was not about the amount of wins that you had. He never spoke to his players about winning a game. He never talked about wins and losses. He only talked about being the best that you can be on the court and doing the best that you can do at your position. So it's interesting because that's a philosophy that is, for a lot of coaches and a lot of parents and a lot of athletes, a hard one to grasp because everybody gets so caught up and so stuck on the scoreboard that they don't focus on the execution of things. And it's funny because it leads me to another point that, you know, because I when I'm around a coach like Coach Wooden or even Coach Herrick, or any of the coaches I ever get around that I have a high level of respect for, something I feel like I can learn a great deal from, I'm always asking questions. And one of the things I asked Coach Wooden is, I said, Coach, when you go to scout, when you send your coaches to scout, what do you tell them to look for when you're looking at other teams? And, you know, Coach Wooden, it was funny because he just looked at me and he says, well, you know, he says, we don't scout. And I said, well, what do you mean you don't scout? He said, you know, one of my philosophies and one of my theories is that as a coach, I want my players to execute and to perform to their maximum ability. I want them to do precisely what we practice well in a game. So a game is like a test. So if we spend the whole week focused on our UCLA cut, if we spend the whole time focused on making sure that we're help side, making sure that we're going and we're sprinting up the court, and making sure that we're, you know, getting the ball up the court, and making sure that we execute what we do and do it well, then I don't feel that it matters what the other team does. Now, that took a while for me to grasp it, but I mean, if you think about it, basically his statement is saying that he impacts the game by his precise execution, causing the other team to deviate from their game plan. Now, the longer and longer I've coached, the older I've gotten, the more I've understood that concept. And he told me that probably, well, I guess it was in 87. And when I grasped that concept, I write down everything. I wrote down everything he told me. I wrote down everything Coach Herrick said. I wrote down everything that the coaches I worked for had to say. And when I wrote that down, I thought about it for a while, and I looked at it and looked at it and looked at it, and I said, okay. So I stopped scouting. And every moment in my practices, I don't focus on, well, they're going to do this or they're going to do that. Because one of the things that he did mention too is that it confuses the players. If you're always every week having to change your system to defeat an opponent, then it says your system isn't good enough to win. That's pretty deep. So it's just amazing at looking at how he impacted me personally and shaped my game of basketball and my coaching philosophy. His pyramid of success, the foundation of his pyramid of success. If you don't have a copy of the pyramid of success, I definitely encourage you to go online, find a copy of the pyramid of success, John Wooden's pyramid of success, and print it out, put it on your wall. For years, I've given it to my athletes in their preseason packet. And it's just one of those things that I believe that you have to look at and you have to understand. One of the funny things about Coach Wooden is, and I hear the stories all the time, is about the quotes that he constantly put on the board and handed to players, and the maxims that he wrote to his players. And, you know, in reading his book, he gave me a copy of his book, They Call Me Coach, and signed it in the front. And he said, for Scott, with best wishes and the hope that you enjoy this story about a coach, John Wooden. And he gave that to me in 1987, and I still have this book, and it's in pristine condition because I just, you know, I adored the man. Anybody who ever met him and spent any time with him adored him. His pyramid of success, the foundation of the pyramid of success starts with industriousness, friendship, loyalty, cooperation, and enthusiasm. And then as you go up the pyramid on the side, he has ambition on the left side of that pyramid and sincerity on the right. And then the next foundational blocks are self-control, alertness, initiative, and intentness. And then along the side on the left, it's adaptability and honesty. Then mental, moral, or then condition, skill, and team spirit. And on the outside of the pyramid, you have resourcefulness and integrity. Then poise and confidence. And then on the outside of the pyramid, on the left, you have fight. And on the right, you have reliability. And then in the middle, you have competitive greatness. And then at the top of the pyramid, it's faith and patience. And to hear Coach Wooden, I heard him speak about his pyramid of success early. I guess it was the mid-80s, before I ever got a chance to really meet him. I heard him talk about it at a coach's clinic in California. And he was very, very passionate about his coaches, about his coaches understanding this pyramid of success. And just an absolute joy to be around and to understand some of the things he talks about in this pyramid of success. Industriousness, there's no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. Friendship comes from mutual esteem, respect, and devotion, a sincere liking for all. Loyalty to yourself and to all those dependent upon you, keep your self-respect. Cooperation with all levels of your coworkers, help others and see the other side. Enthusiasm, your heart must be in your work, stimulate others. His ambition was properly focused ambition. Self-control, emotions under control, delicate adjustment between mind and body, keep judgment and common sense. Alertness, be observing constantly, be quick to spot a weakness and correct it or use it as a case may warrant. Cultivate, and his initiative, cultivate the ability to make decisions and think alone, desire to excel. Intentness, ability to resist temptation and stay on your course. Concentrate on your objective and be determined to reach your goal. Sincerity makes friends. Adaptability to any situation. Condition, mental, moral, and physical. Rest, exercise, and diet must be considered. Moderation must be practiced. Dissipation must be eliminated. Skill. A knowledge and the ability to properly execute the fundamentals. Be prepared. Cover every detail. Team spirit. An eagerness to sacrifice personal interests or glory for the welfare of all. The team comes first. Honesty in all ways. Resourcefulness. Proper judgment. Poise. Just be yourself. Being at ease in any situation, never fighting yourself. Confidence. Respect without fear. Confident, not cocky, may come from faith in knowing, or in yourself, in knowing that you are prepared. And integrity. Speak for itself. We'll finish the top of the pyramid of success when we come back. We got to take a break. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. This is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few.
They got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something profound. The game, if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the show. This is Coach Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely. We're just going over Coach Wooden's Pyramid of Success, wrapping it up here. And we're at the top of the pyramid. We're talking about the outside piece, outside on the left, fight, effort, and hustle. And then you move to the middle of the pyramid, and you have competitive greatness. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Be at your best when your best is needed. Real love of a hard battle. On the outside right, it's reliability. Others depend upon you. And at the top of his pyramid, it's faith and patience. Through prayer, good things take time. You know, Coach Wooden was the epitome of, he just, you know, it's just amazing to see someone who lived their life so consistent. It's funny because in listening to some of the people talk about Coach Wooden over the last several days, they talk about how gentle he was and how, you know, he never swore. That's one of the things that you've heard. I listened to an interview with him on PBS at one point, and he said he never used a curse word. His father instilled that in him in the early 1900s, and he just never did it. And, you know, it's funny because I had someone say to me, well, you know, he was always gentle with his players. And it's like, well, if you ever look at old footage of UCLA basketball and you watch Coach Wooden, he was very competitive. And he was not gentle by any means. He was a very intense individual. he didn't have to. I mean, you know, he's opposite end of the spectrum of a couple of the other coaches that we've experienced in the basketball world. I mean, he's, you know, definitely the polar opposite of Coach Bobby Knight, who in his own right is an awesome coach, amazing coach. But he was still just as competitive and had that competitive nature, just like the rest of the coaches and just like the rest of us who still want to win and want to have success. He just had a different way of doing it. And it's funny because if you look at some of his sayings in that he talks about, you know, he's got goals achieved with little effort are seldom appreciated and give no personal satisfaction. You know, I mean, it's like you look at some of these things, and at the time when they were said, they probably weren't like, wow, I get that. That's awesome. That's amazing. Just like quotes don't just come out of someone's mouth and instantly become a quote that somebody's going to use. But over a period of time, his quotes have proven to be accurate and applicable in so many different areas that they continue to come up. You know, the one quote I'm looking for it here. Talent is God-given, be humble. Fame is man-given, be thankful. Conceit is self-given, be careful. You know, it's interesting to look at some of those quotes and think back to, you know, playing days and then think back to, you know, some of the coaching days and some of the teams I've had in the past and how those things come across and how players develop and how you can try and shape players and yet influences outside of the game also impact athletes. We were talking this weekend, a few coaches, about how when we played the game, we played for the love of the game because we loved the game so much we didn't know not to play. That was just what we wanted to do. And we played because we wanted to be on the court. We had to play. We didn't play looking for the payday at the end. We didn't play looking for the scholarship or looking to break into the NBA. We played because we love the game. And now there seems to be a trend for some athletes to play just for the paycheck. And, you know, it's funny because the game is starting to evolve. And I just, you know, I wish I could have had an opportunity to sit down and speak with Coach and find out, you know, what do you think about the game now and the direction the game is going? Because it would have been interesting to hear or have heard his opinions on that. And I'm sure a few of his players have had that opportunity to have those conversations with him. And, I'd love at some point for one of them to speak out in the media and talk about, you know, what Coach Wooden felt the game of basketball was evolving into and some of the things that, you know, are starting to shift the way the game is played and the outlook of the game. One of the other quotes that I use, even in my classroom when I teach, I use this. You cannot live a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you. Again, you cannot live a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you. You know, I mean, very rarely do you have a human being walk the planet like Coach Wooden, and he's going to be forever missed. But I know that there are a lot of people who were touched by his life and are very pleased and proud to have met him and gotten a chance to know him and be around him and talk to him. And it was an honor. It was an honor for me. And all the other coaches that I know that were impacted by him and his words. One of our camps, I remember there was myself, a guard that went to UNLV. His name is Travis Bice, big man from University of Pepperdine. Casey Crawford was his name. And my cousin, David Parker. We were all counselors. And it was, I think it was 1985, 1986. And we were playing at lunch. Oh, and I think, you know what? I think locally here, Coach Jeff DeLaviaga, I think, was also at that camp. It was funny because we were playing at lunchtime, and Coach Wooden came in unexpectedly and was watching us play. And when we stopped playing and stepped off to the side and we're getting a drink and the campers were coming in. And I remember Coach Wooden had a couple words about how sloppy we were. And I know a couple of us were just like looking at each other embarrassed because we thought, wow, we get a chance to play in front of Coach Wooden and he calls us sloppy. It's just amazing at how somebody like Coach Wooden walked through life and always expected a certain level of excellence. And everybody wanted to live into that level of excellence. Just a great guy. All around incredible, incredible, incredible man. So, you know, you get a chance, get online, look up the Pyramid of Success for Coach Wooden, and print it out. If you're a parent, print that out, give it to your kid. Have them study it. Talk to them about each block along the way and try and live into that pyramid. Not an easy thing to do, but it definitely helps to develop character. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. And, you know, today's show, we wrapped up talking about Coach John Wooden, who definitely lived his life by the saying that I always close the show with, make sure you leave it better than you found it. Coach Wooden, you will be missed.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.